All right, the Jet.
I get paid for it?
No, you don't get paid for it. Hey, the Jet, nice job. Congratulations. I was asking you on the podium in the press conference, like your starts, and you were going to jump at me and fight me and all that. But for reals, between the Atlanta race and the Triple Crowns and this thing, like, we got to get these figured out.
Hey, I mean,
no panic. Like, I'm
no panic. I mean, if I get a good start, I think if I get a good or bad start, at least you know I'm going to be on the podium. So, shows.
Weird dirt, right? Like super weird dirt today.
It was kind of like had a base to it. It was like a bit of a gravelly kind of dirt, and it was definitely a bit tricky. We knew it was slippery. It was just kind of knowing how much grip we could get out of it. But it's tricky. But I think I liked it, and it made it even harder because these rhythms are probably the most peakiest rhythms we've had this season.
Yeah, I kind of heard that. Transitions were tight, right?
Yeah, it was tight. And I liked it. To be honest, I think it made everyone slow down and not as just sending it. You couldn't send. If you sent it, it would cost you.
Yeah. We've been talking on our show about the Speedway races. We like them. Well, some of us like them. Some of us want to see more. They don't need to be in the daytime. They can be at night. But what are your thoughts on the Speedway stuff compared to this kind of stuff?
I like the speedways, but I prefer them at daytime because the lights just aren't as good. At night, there's a lot more shaded spots. I remember Hunter talking about Atlanta last year was horrible at nighttime. Like, there was one rhythm that was almost riding in pitch black. So I like them. I think two's enough. I feel like it throws something different in there. I think it keeps the speedways more, what you could say, a special thing. Not just if you have more, then it's just going to become like, say if you go to a nice restaurant at the first time, it's
like you eat like T-bones every weekend.
Yeah. So like if you do that, it eventually it's going to fade and not be as great. Where if they keep it to a year or one a year, it just makes that, it just keeps that special thing about it.
Okay, you're super young, so I want to ask you this question. I have my opinion. So you won a 250 motocross title. Now you've got a 250 supercross title. I always just think I'm old school. I think the motocross one is so hard to win, and it's all the conditions and all the riders and all that. But you're a younger kid. You grew up watching Supercross. You dream of racing Supercross. So, I mean, I don't want to say which title means more, but is there a difference between the two?
I would say this means more because outdoors I did one.
That's depressing.
No, it's not depressing. Yeah. When you ate crap two times bad, I mean, it's kind of, this makes it feel a lot nicer. I mean, outdoors, I was consistent the whole way. I mean, I proved that. That was my goal in 2020, was to be consistent, and 2021 was to win the championship. And I just got it from Justin. He rode fantastic that year. It was consistent. Definitely made it hard for me, but showed my grit and fight, my Australian background, you could say, where this one I was coming in kind of just almost with a chip on your shoulder, you could say. The year before was looking really great, but another crash is being this silly 17-year-old. Then obviously go back to the year before, 2020. Probably what made me pretty famous was the Endo and Anaheim 3, which I mean, I felt like that's definitely, you could say that, I would say that's a step that actually has made me who I am even more today. Those two crashes, or three you could say, with the two at Atlanta, at Indy, that's definitely made the person I am today and racer I am today. I think that is going to make me an even better 450 rider.
Cool. Well said. Thanks, man.
Thank you.